Hello, I am Grant, and I have a few questions to ask you.
My name is Arthur Moore, Captain Moore. You'll go ahead and fire away and see what we can do about it.
Okay. Did you ever see anyone go overboard?
No, I haven't, no.
Did you ever witness the construction of a ship?
Not the construction, but that was not my forte, but I have seen ships launched.
Who constructed these ships?
Well, they had several shipbuilding companies on these, especially during World War II. But to name a few, they have the Bath Iron Works, which was mainly dedicated to building naval ships. Now, you understand the difference between a merchant ship and a naval ship. Merchant ships, the merchant marine of a country, very few people understand what a merchant marine is. I'll explain it to you in just a second. The merchant marine of a country is any vessel that is in business, shipping cargo, tugs, barges, oil tankers, freighters, and that includes all ships that coastwise, ocean travel, whatever. That's the merchant marine of a country. Each country has a merchant marine. People get kind of mixed up about merchant marine. They say, oh, they call us merchant marines. That's a wrong name for. Actually, we in the merchant marine are called merchant mariners. People get it mixed up with the U.S. Marine Corps. Anyway, I think that's a good note that you children should understand what the merchant marine of a country really is. That's altogether separate from the Navy. The people that man ships, merchant marine are civilians. Okay, I think that's enough on that. What was your question? I got off track there.
Who constructed these ships?
Okay. There was shipyards in Norfolk, Virginia, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York. There were ships all built all down through the South, Wilmington, North Carolina, Savannah, Georgia, Tampa, Florida, and on onto the Gulf Coast. So there's ships all over the Gulf Coast, East Coast, and West Coast. Okay.
What ships did you captain?
The first vessel that I was a captain on was named the Esso, E-S-S-O, Thames, T-H-A-M-E-S. Then I was captain of one called the Esso Hudson, and then I was captain on a huge, what they call integrated tow, called the Exxon Maryland. The company changed names from Esso to Exxon, so everything was prefaced by the word Exxon. So this big tow was called Exxon Maryland, and that's when I retired from the active shipping. That was the last ship.
Thank you for your interview.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.